Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. It is time for hour number two of the show, and of course that means it's Behind the Badge time here on KFIZ. If you listened last week, we actually tagged our report with Mr. Olson, Officer Olson, about some news involving himself, and here to tell us more about that and a whole bunch of other things that are going on in the police department is Officer Steve Olson. I guess I should call you Lieutenant Olson. Is that the proper title now, Steve?
Well, yes, I suppose that is the proper title, but I'm totally okay with still being referred to as officer. But good morning, Spencer.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking some time to chat. Like I said, that news actually broke right in the middle of our conversation last week, and we got to tell folks about that. So I guess this is the official congratulations from us here at the radio station on your new role with the police department.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know, very much, and it's been to be just totally honest with you, it has been a whirlwind of all kinds of different things, changes and emotions, and just everything. I've been with the department for 22 years and 25 total in my law enforcement career, and while I was with while I've been with the city of Fond du Lac, I've had opportunities in the past to try to promote into the supervisory ranks, and just for one reason or another, I chose not to, and always seemed to find my kind of my role within our agency in other places. And about a month ago, we had a promotional process for a patrol lieutenant, and where I am currently sitting in my career, where I have about 4 years left before I can retire, I was just kind of at that we'll say that fork in the road where it was, if I'm going to do something like this, this was going to be my last chance. And so I put my name in the, threw my name in the proverbial hat, and I was fortunate enough to be offered a position last week, and I obviously did accept it. So I am currently trying to get my sleep pattern figured out, because I went from a day shift position where I had weekends and holidays off. I am now on third shift, so I work from, we're able to say, around 10 at night till 7 in the morning, and I am supervising the patrol officer on that shift. So we work a swing shift, which is we work 5 days on and we have 3 days off. So now I get to enjoy working weekends and holidays once again. And I will say this, that I always enjoyed working the third shift. When I was on patrol back in the day, I enjoyed that time of the day. However, the last time I did it, I was about pretty close to 20 years younger. And there's a big difference. So but my thoughts of just kind of sliding back into a sleep pattern that works, my first two nights this week, I came home and went to bed right away. I woke up totally refreshed. I thought, oh, this was great. I must have slept 8 hours. And I looked at the clock, and both of my first two nights, I got a whopping 3 hours of sleep.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. So last night was a little bit better, and it's improving. But, that'll be a big change. So far, so good, though.
That's good to hear. That 10P to 7A hits different at 20 versus at 40, I can imagine, right?
Well, and it's close to 50. So.
It's true, yeah.
But who's counting? Who's counting? So, right. But no, it's been, I'm in my first week on the shift, so I'm training with either Lieutenant Williams or Captain. And I've got two or three more weeks of training, and then I'll be off and running. And I tell you what, when I have been out of the patrol world for, like I said, nearly 20 years, not quite, I think it was like 17 years. And although the job itself, the function that we, provide is the same, just so many things have changed. Mm-hmm. And from signing into the MDCs or our mobile data computers in our squad cars to, procedural things. And of course the personnel has changed. So there's been very challenging and super exciting for me too at the same time. I kind of remember what I've all forgotten and then have to just learn some new stuff.
When you talk about third shift, Steve, a lot of folks who are not of the law enforcement world will probably say, well, nothing really happens on third shift, right? But there's still obviously their own unique challenges, whether it's first, second, or third shift. Obviously, you're still pretty new to being in that role as the lieutenant now, but what specifically from your past experiences working in law enforcement, especially in that third shift role, what does third shift have that maybe first or second shift doesn't have?
Well, it's a great question, and I'll say unfortunately, third shift sees a lot of individuals kind of in their worst moments, whether they're under the influence of alcohol or something else. We get a lot of OWI. Traffic stops, drunk drivers. We get a lot of, mentally ill, individuals and domestics. There just isn't a night shift where our officers are, seeing a lot of good in our community, which far outweighs, we'll say the bad, but it just is what it is. I mean, that's generally the time that most of our community is sleeping and resting up for the next day, and we're happy, about that. But, that's typically a night shift. At the same time, they can be slower too. So we kind of embrace it all, the busy with the slow. And one thing I always loved about night shift is generally between 4 a.m., and the end of your shift, so 7 a.m., we'll say. That was generally the slowest part. And it allowed you as an officer to, get all your reports done, turn all your paperwork in, kind of get yourself ready for the next day. Other than last night, that still seems to be the case. So.
Yeah, we had a lot of thunderstorms, obviously, and rain, and one of those things that I'm sure is a big to do when it happens, such as we had earlier this week with the heavy rains and storms. Is you take reports of flooding and trees down, and you're helping out with the other first responders like the power company and the fire and rescue, with maybe someone who didn't see a flooded road or a tree branch that took down a whole bunch of power lines, in the community. That's all stuff that happens overnight too, right?
Yeah. Last night, our guys and gals did their share of replacing manhole covers that had lit up out of the. So it doesn't sound very glamorous, but believe you me, if you were on your way to work this morning and would have hit a manhole cover, you would have hoped that someone would have replaced it. So they did a great job last night with all the little areas of flooding we had and different things like that. So,
Steve, anything else new at the police department this week? I know you folks had that the coffee the officer this week. How'd that go?
Well, it was wonderful, and I did want to just say thank you to everyone that stopped out for the first one of its of its kind. Please, if you're following us on social media, that's where you're going to hear most of those announcements for the location coming next week. And come on out, and we hope to really build that and just make it a real informal yet comfortable engagement, so people can just come out and hang out, ask questions, and just get to know us a little better.
Excellent, Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Good luck with the new role. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good, Spencer. Take care.